It pours from the east, western lands, and gonna rise up against English sands like a bloody wound on the big bridge chorus. These barbed wire fences can't keep us apart. Well, all the heroes that sang of those songs, you recognize a hero, but it don't belong. We beat the fires of my railroad trains, pick up the cars and we'll change our names. But experience a torture use, you turn off the music and go in search of the truth.
Santa Cruz. Real good to see you all again. Y'all a bunch of good-looking motherfuckers.
We'll be right back.
This next song is about a little tiny guy with great big balls.
Been too good at doing right, but mostly wrong most all my life. Never found a place to settle down. Maybe I do believe I found a way down.
Gonna walk that line, gonna go that far.
All right, Joey. straight and narrow. Never made my path. Everlasting love. Never seen the last. Always been a top cat out on the crawl. Maybe I'm just your puppy dog now.
Gonna walk that line.
How many of you already have our new live album? Well, this next song we've been doing for about 3 years, and we were saving it for the live album, and it goes out to you people that have been with us for all these years. People that started out with us at OT Prices and been with us here at the Catalyst for all these times. Yeah. In a bar in Toledo, across from the depot, on a bar stool she took off her ring. Thought I'd get closer, I walked on over, sat down and asked her her name. When the drinks finally hit her, she said I'm no quitter, but I finally quit living on dreams. Hungry for laughter and here ever after, I'm after whatever the other life brings. To the mirror I saw, I closely watched, I saw that look in his eyes. He walked on up to the woman beside me, sat down and started to cry. His big hands were calloused, he looked like a goddamn mountain. Oh man, I thought I was dead. But he started shaking, his big heart was breaking, and these are the words that he said. You picked a fine time, Tommy made him sick.
Four of the children and five in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time take the fine times that leave me to see.
After he left us, I ordered more tequila. She said, let's go have a ball. The lights from a bar room to a ready hotel room. We walk without talking at all. When she came on to me, she must have thought that I'd lost my mind. But I couldn't hold her, the words that he told her came back to me time after time.
You buggering fat pig, you picked a fucking fine time to leave me loose.
All of the children and the clap in the field. Oh, I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time the hurt will be real. Take the right time, I ain't been in sleep.
Oh!
think you really missed your time to leave me in the sale.
Four ugly children at a cross that won't heal.
Right back to bad times, live through some sad times, but this time the red will heal.
It's a fine time to leave me.
It seems that you picked something of an inconvenient time to leave me, you bitch! Got a fucking bunch of animals in here today. I'm in the mood for fucking a few animals tonight. I must be in the right goddamn place. And believe me, that in itself makes me a very happy boy. On the street on a sunny day,
hubba 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 hubba.
I feel it in my bones with the hubba way,
hubba 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 hubba.
Well, I'm a happy boy,
happy boy,
happy boy, what?
Happy boy.
Ain't it good when things are going your way?
Hey, hey.
My little dog Spot got hit by a car,
hubba 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 hubba.
Put his guts in a bag and put him in a drawer,
hubba 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 hubba.
Well, I'm a happy boy,
happy boy,
happy boy, you got it.
To get what things are going your way.
Hey, hey,
right, Joey. Jerry.
I've got all about it for a month and a half.
Hubba, 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 hubba.
I looked in the drawer and started to laugh.
Ladies and gentlemen, please give a big hand to Country Dick Montana. Show him that you really care. Show him that you really love him.
Thank you.
All right. I want everybody to pay attention for 1 second. This is a Beat Farmer show, so you're supposed to have a good time. So I want everybody involved to understand that, including the bouncers, okay? Take it easy.
Everything's not coming.
This song's about a girl I knew in junior high school who used to have a kind of a strange relationship with these ponies, you know. Man, you've been talking about the girl since you know where to play.
These are difficult times we're living in today. And I'm just talking about the music business. In the music business, if you ain't disco, you ain't getting nowhere. Oh, there it goes. Do that again. I can't believe you did that. Oh, for Christ's sake. Anyway, have any of you people ever heard of a song called The Beat Generation? Okay. All right, you guys that know the chorus to this, come on up here. I want you to help me out. All right, this is going to be great, I can tell. Some people like to rock, some people like to roll. Me, I like to sit around dissatisfied my soul. I like my women short, oh, I like my women tall. And that's about the only thing I really dig at all. Come along to
me, salvation.
I don't let anything. Some people say I'm lazy, and my life's a wreck. Now that stuff doesn't faze me, I get unemployment checks. I run about in booze, to run some booze I crave. And that's the way I wanna be when someone digs my grave. I'm along to the I don't let anything. To a man who actually works from 9 to 5 just to pay his monthly bills and why he's dead alive. So keep your country cottage, your house in Long Hill Green. Try to work real bad or I can make the scene. I belong to and everything's going just fucking ducky.
We say it, country dick!
All right, let's hear it for the All Ugly American Choir. Well, there's been a lot of songs that have been written for and inspired by my penis, but this is one of my favorite ones. Yeah. Jackson. We're going to take a short break and be out here for the hardcore set. We'll see you in about 15 minutes. We have some incredible bolo ties for sale out there, too. There's only a few of them left. They have the dogs fucking on them and everything. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, fuck you.
Well, we had a lot of fun back there while we were on our break. Except my asshole's a little sore. We want to tell you all how much it means to us that you guys keep coming out to these shows. It's a really big deal. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. will give me a breath of your last cigarette. As we travel the world over, going deeper in debt. The telegraph poles all across the far grave. And the sound of the guitar is the only sound I see.
If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me?
Would you have my baby?
We'll be right back.
Give me some room here. I'm coming down.
We love you, Nick.
We're going camping. All right. Come on down here with me. Yeah. Tom, can I have some more vocal there? I want to play something for you now that we just wrote the other day in the van. You guys are in my spotlight. Can you feel the heat on the back of your head? Can you feel the heat on the back of your fucking head? Get down there. Get down there. You, hey. You. Yeah, down. Down, hey. There we go. Now get out of my spotlight, you maggot. You, ow. God damn. Yeah. Oh, shit. All right. Settle down, scum. Damn it. Okay, now we're out of the desert. We're out of the desert. We're watching the Colorado River flow by. And it's aided by the fact that we've been eating mushrooms all day long. Yeah. And drinking tequila. Now everything was going really good until some big drunk son of a bitch decided that he wanted to sing. And, well, hell, there's just some things you can't stop me from doing. Now this is a song called Buzzkill. And it lives up to its title. Joey, you remember the chords? Okay, you ready? You look like George Michael, your friends are all yuppies, tooling along, hit a box full of puppies, pixie through 90 in high heel slippers, tender young foreskin that's caught in your zipper. When the crabs come and the drip starts and blood fills your toilet bowl, you can't get a drink cause the bars are all closed and your girlfriend is called. She's pregnant. Oh, well, I thought it was a fucking masterpiece myself. Now this next one requires some audience participation. I want you to sing along as a call and response sort of thing during the chorus. You'll know what to do when the time comes because obviously you are an intelligent people. You're
what the fuck are you talking about, dude?
Well, not all of us can be intelligent people. We have to have somebody to use as a gauge to let us feel better about ourselves. And this is our gauge right here. I don't know about you, but I feel a lot better about myself. Now listen up, scum. Okay, just help me out on this thing. Try to make me look professional, goddammit. How does this thing start? There we go. Oh, do. Oh. Oh, when I die, and it won't be long, yeah, you're gonna be sorry that you treated me wrong. Yeah, you're gonna be sorry that you treated me bad. And if there's an afterlife, I'll gloat and I'll be glad. Might be a plane crash or some sort of OD. Yeah, there's gonna be a photograph of my obituary. You're gonna see it and you'll cry. You're gonna wanna wear black. Yeah, I'll be dead, but you can bet your life I'm gonna get you back.
I'm tired of being left up on your shelf. I might not wait around. I might kill myself. Not only would you miss me, but you'd feel guilty too. I'd be dead, but it'd be too late. The joke would be on you. Ha 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 ha.
Ha 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 ha. Ho 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 ho. Ho 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 ho.
Chuckle 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 chuckle.
Snigger,
snigger, snigger, snigger.
Snigger, 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 snigger.
Yee-haw,
yee-haw. Yee-haw, yee-haw.
Hubba, 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 hubba.
Hubba, 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 hubba.
Ha, 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 ha. Very good. So you better take warning. Start treating me good. Start doing those things that I think you should. And you better not pout. No, baby, you better not cry. The Grim Reaper is coming to town and I just might die.
Hee 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 hee.
Snort, 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 snort.
Snort, 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 snort.
Yeah, yeah, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, yeah, whoa.
You people kicked ass on that one. Now I got one more. I got one more song here. And this was inspired by a particularly ugly incident that happened to me personally in New York City. Now a lot of you have been to New York City. I know you're well traveled, you're sophisticated fucks. You've been out there. And if you haven't been to New York City, you've at least been to LA. And LA is very much the same as New York City. There are good people there, but there's something about these towns that attracts slime. And one of these hunks of slime, I'm talking about serious slime, was in my dressing room after our gig. I got off the stage in a really fucking good mood. I went to my own dressing room door and opened it up, and I found myself face to face with the lead singer for Duran Duran. A lot of things could have happened at this particular juncture in time. A lot of really particularly ugly things that I'd still be doing time for. But I resisted the temptation to do what I felt in my heart. And I turned, I walked out of the room, I slammed the door, I went to my hotel, and I wrote the greatest song that's ever been written. Right. Brothers and sisters, I said I wrote the fucking greatest song that's ever been written. Yeah. And just so that you can tell your relatives down the line that you know what it is, the greatest song that's ever been written is called I Dreamed I Was a Trendy Shitbag in a Discotheque. Last night I ate an onion piece, I had a beer and hit the sack. I was so full that my stomach hurt, so I laid upon my back. I was fat and happy and so content, I never did suspect. I'd dream I was a trendy shitbag in a discotheque. Well, I looked like Millie Vanilli, and I was dancing with Madonna. I could leave at any moment, but I didn't even wanna. Well, I woke up in a cold sweat, trembling fingers to my row. I guess I got out all right, though I can't remember how. A dream like that is hard to shake, a nightmare I can't forget. I dreamed I was a trendy shitbag in a discotheque. Oh, I dreamed I was a trendy shitbag in a discotheque. Oh, 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 God, whoa.
wasn't a dream at all. All right, what? Well, see you here. All right. Make way, professional musician coming through.
Ladies and gentlemen, one more time. Give a big hand to Country Dick Montana. Yeah. I'd like to send this song out to our friends from the Silver Threads up here, now from San Jose, soon to be from Austin.
There's an old car that's parked outside the door, but there's no one here to drive it. The keys, the light, and the star, the piano. 'Cause there's no one here to play it anymore. Well, your legs look so fine against the gear shift, and your hands felt so warm against my back. Still smell your perfume with the music, and the car don't drive once you know you know the views. There's an old seed of music on the piano, but there's no one here to play it. Your voice is a shadow on my memory, and that sound isn't welcome anymore. Well, your legs look so fine against the gear shift, and your hands felt so warm. My way, I can still smell your perfume with the music. Oh. And the car don't drive, but you'll get me rosy. And the car don't drive, but you'll get me rosy.
This next song is a Neil Young song, yeah.
Look out, mama, there's a wise man coming on the river. The river thinks they think they're flying in a middle of the river. In fact, you better come and come, so you don't invite his head to deliver. Good day, and it's less than a mile away. I hope it did it.
Yes.
This next song is on this live record that we got. This record's got 23 tracks on the motherfucker. Loud and Plowed is called. This is a Kink song called 20th Century Man.
I was born in a welfare state, ruled by bureaucracy, controlled by civil servants and people dressed in green. Got no privacy, got no liberty, 'cause the 20th century people took it all away from me. This is the age of machinery. We can't even land there. The wonderful world of technology. I'm a friend of your sins, you're a man, but I don't want to die. I want to be a true man, I want to be a true man, I want to be a true man, I want. Yeah.
to my friends. To all my friends. It's not that I don't like cops. It's just that I feel much better when they're not around.
Thank you.
This is a song that I'm quite convinced the son of a bitch that wrote it for me, he did it on purpose, goddammit. He wrote this fucking song on purpose to try to kill me. And it hadn't worked yet. Because I am the California Kid. Give me a little ride over there to the stairway, yeah?
Alright, yeah, yeah. Here we go, here we go. Oh!
Somebody's got their.
Whoa! Oh, yeah! Okay.
Get down to the serious and most heartfelt part of this song. In other words, this is the part where I get fucked big time. She undid my boots. She untied my jeans. She untied my tubes I had tied in my teens. By that time, the front door was kicked in. There's just some asshole all covered in sin. He said, "That's my woman." I said, "That's a lie." I blew a hole in him. It's as big as the sky. I'm like, oh, 45.
Right by my side. I'm the California Kid. I'm prepared to die.
Thanks a lot, y'all. It's been a real pleasure being here tonight, as always. Good night. Be careful.
Thanks, you guys.
Take care.